Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long, and snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that, streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms, provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at, matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of it in my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy, who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it, however, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, to see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone. We're just children that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I'm your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. And my co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. And the legendary, the man himself, Grassroots, Brother Shaky. Man, another great Thursday, man. We are here on this mic one more game, man. And we just trying to keep it afloat. I hear you, Brother Shaky.
I'm excited.
Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Brother.
You calm down.
Oh,
I'm
man.
The hanging thing. You calm down. Okay.
Man, Brother Leroy and the Clock Talk crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real All Day, All Night, Every Day show. Brother Shaggy, Brother Mouse, Off the Trailer, By None. I'm going to have to start calling some other names. But, man, you and you. Man, it's a blessing, man. I just appreciate y'all, man. We just trying to keep it alive. And what we trying to keep alive is True Grudge. I am True Grudge, and True Grudge is I. Man, it's another great Thursday, y'all. Man, the weather's breaking up. We are in April already. It's coming. It is coming. I don't know how many times I can say it. I guess I can say it until it comes into fruition. It's almost here. It's April, and man, it's about to start for us up here. So. If y'all don't know, April the 24th, it begins We got the Chicken Man, Terrio, versus Anthony. No. He's not racing Anthony. I'm sorry. I'm going crazy. He racing Raylo. Raylo, doubleheader, double bubble, is racing Anthony and Three Love. Who else we got, Shaky? Preacher Boy, I think Preacher Boy is racing somebody that day.
Yeah.
I think so. I want to say Preacher Boy is locked in that day too. So we got some action, man. It's starting. I believe it's the kickoff to the rest of this season, man. You know, all seasons that contribute to True Grudge. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I was talking to somebody today, and it was an old school guy that did a lot of racing back in the day, and he told me, he said, "Man, I'm if I never race no more, I'll be all right." And I said, "Wow." And he said, "You know, it's the game is changing, and he didn't particularly, you know, care for how the game is changing." So I said, "You know, I understand your plight, but that is the reason and the only reason why I do this show and why I do anything regarding Grudge Racing."
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there. I remember seeing things that happened. I remember participating later on in that. And I know what it is. I know what I believe it should be, what I saw it to be, what I was around and what I saw. So I'm trying diligently to keep it somewhat in that vein. If everybody's getting a crystal clear drawing on what I'm saying, I'm trying to man, just keep it alive somewhat. You know, I know the evolution, it changes. I know, you know, things change, but we got to have some type of foundation. And the foundation, you know, has been, laid down for us. And I'm trying to, you know, just, you know, keep some type of light on that foundation. Although, you know, they doing things, but man, we gotta stick to the foundation somewhat. So, man, keep racing. What's my famous? If you're not ready, get ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
It is. If you are trying to play, get ready. If you are not ready, man. June 18th, save it in your calendar. We got a little ways away. We got things happening before then. But June 18th, the engagement will be happening. Our race, not mine, not our, everybody that is a grudge, a true grudge believer. Man, if you're looking for action, if you got some action, you know, we go all across the world for grudge races. Get you one right here. Get you one. Get you one. If you able, if you ready, get you one. We trying to do our thing, man. June 18th, that's Saturday. We will be in full effect. I have had people call me that's coming, and I'm you know, I'm just waiting. You know, we got some things going on before, so I just want y'all to, you know, have that in your mind. June 18th is our day. It's our True Grudge racing day. We will have the 17th too, that Friday test and tune. If you're trying to test and tune that day, we will be there. So, but mark your calendars, June 18th. We will be in the building. Bobby Cole. That's what we're talking about. That's the next big thing. It is the beginning. April the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. Man, we got a full. They steady locking in. They locking in, and man, it should be a great show. All the Chicago, the Midwest. You know, I say Michigan. I saw some Michigan too, but Chicago, we going in full effect, like we always do. Man, I'm excited for them. It's gonna be interesting, to say the least. You know, we got our traveling bunch that's what they do, and when they go, they always the show. When we go, we the show. Off the Trailer, Zabo, Tate. Who else is locked in? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head the people that are locked in. You know, even if they're not locked in, you know, they're going to Clown, Three Lug, Vic, I'm trying to think, check y'all top of my head, you know, the ones, twos, and threes, man, they going to play, man. So, if you ain't got nothing to do, man, make your way. We'll be in full effect, down in Memphis. Let's see. Okay, Shaky. I think that's it. I'm trying to read my notes and give our announcements. Wait a minute. Brother Shaky, you there?
Hold on.
And see? You have heard anything about who? No, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me open these mics up. 312-1465. Who was that? Wait 1 minute. Oh no, good dog on Will. Hello, who is this? Uh-oh, Kid, you there?
Yeah, Sham, how you doing, man?
Man, what's happening, Kid?
Oh, nothing much. I got some sad news to report, Big Sham. And, shit, I don't know how to really say it.
Wait a minute. Now, I know you about – somebody just texted me. Go ahead. I want to get clarification. Come on.
What?
What's
the, oh, yeah,
what's
they
the
talking about – they talking about 70 degrees next Sunday, man, so somebody might have to race.
I'm back, okay.
That ain't what up, man. Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure something out. I got to go on in this. Shaky, I'm sorry, man.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Hey, y'all take over for right quick. I don't know who 1465 is. They didn't say nothing. But let me take them off. I'm going to take them off because they didn't say nothing. Hold on. Let me click over for a second, Shaky. Y'all take over right quick. Let me see something.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the Kid. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. They talking about 70 degrees next Sunday, man. Somebody might have to race.
Kid. Yeah. If they don't race, they've been lying all year. They've been
lying,
man.
You got a point,
yeah. Because, hey, when it's time to go, Kid, damn, you wait for that right time, man, and meet me. I'm going to meet you, and that's, man. Bro,
yep,
I remember,
you got a point there.
Yeah, Kid. Yeah, bro. You be on point, too. I'm telling you, man.
Yes, sir.
So
if, ain't no excuse for next Sunday.
Man, that Kid, move the date up. If the track is open on Wednesday, man, let's just do Wednesday, man, instead of do Saturday or Sunday. Let's just go.
Yeah, you'd be putting them under a whole lot of pressure.
Man, if they really want to get out, ain't going to be no pressure. If two guys want it, what's the pressure?
Yeah.
The pressure is when they don't want to race. That's the pressure. You understand? Yeah, this nigga, he want to race bad, man. Look at him. Man, I ain't ready right now. They don't tell the truth, you know. They don't tell the truth, but
yes, indeed.
Ooh, we kid, this gonna be a good year, I believe. This gonna be a good year, man. All
yeah.
these people that locked in and ready to go, ready to go.
Yes, yeah, time to start separating the men from the boys.
Yeah. Just like when you get in that room for to have that session. You know what I'm saying? Mama mm-hmm. get nervous. She say, "What happened to you?" Oh, sorry. I gotta get ready again.
Yep.
Woo! Hold on. Let's see. He go. Let me see who this is. 5187. You on? Who is this? T?
You know what the fuck this is, Shaky? What the fuck you playing with, man? God damn,
oh,
man.
Oh.
Goddamn,
like, Terrio,
aka Chicken
Jesus.
Man.
I didn't see your name up there.
Oh,
T, I'm sorry. Forgive
oh, man.
me, man.
Please, check. Yeah, check. This shit, man, is loosening up all that bullshit. Talk over the winter. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. Kid just said it right. Next week
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be motherfucker 70 degrees. Time to
yep.
separate this shit. Hey, stand up to play. Somebody
hot,
will get their ass whooped. Huh? Yes, sir.
You
yes,
ready?
Sir.
Yeah.
Ready. Ready, man.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
I tell you what. Shaky. These motherfuckers going to find out about let the motherfucker spray at you. You run on the motherfucking balls. I'm going to stop that shit. We going to find the man from the boys.
Oh,
no
man.
Like that motherfucker, he been quiet lately. I text him and I let him know. I've been counting it down for Brother Braylo every motherfucking day. At first, that motherfucker was a bear, man. Back in January or February, that motherfucker was louder than a motherfucker. Hey, you notice how quiet he didn't get? Me. I mean, all that loud talking and all that bullshit talk about the ball block spraying at me and all that shit. And Jay, hey, did he not know that every day you can't stop father time? Did he know you can't stop time, man?
Well, I was busy doing something last week, you know.
The last few weeks he's been quiet, man. Didn't he know you can't stop time? Didn't he know that we wasn't going to stay stuck in January and February forever?
Oh, man.
Didn't he know April 24th was going to come? It's coming. 10 days away, man. God. Damn.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's coming,
brother. Ain't it coming? That motherfucker quiet in the church mouse, man.
Lord,
hey, you more excited now than back in the day, ain't you?
No. I'm always, hey, why get hype once it's 30 degrees outside? 10 feet of snow outside, it's raining and shit. Why the fuck would you get hyped these?
Right, you get hyped
as this day coming, man. Listen what kids said. Kids,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to put you in the weather forecast position, man. What did they say the weather's supposed to be like next Sunday?
Shit, about 71, 72 degrees.
Ooh.
Rain. That motherfucker on the phone, man. He listening. He quieted than a motherfucker, man. That motherfucker been called on three lines. He been called on me. God damn. He quiet now. But, hey, what a way to start the year off, Father. What a way to start the year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be in the 70s, just like he said. Ooh-wee. Yeah, that turns
what a way to start the motherfucking year off. God,
it's gonna be a
Raylo. Yeah, that motherfucker quiet, man. He used to be the first one on the show, man. Back in January and December and February and shit, man, he was louder than a motherfucker. Now look at his wife. And Raynor, I'm gonna start bullying you. Shit, man, going on and come out the closet, man. Come on out, man. You come from under the bed. Take your ass whipping like a man, man. Go on and take it.
Well, Raynor, I believe he gonna race Terrio. I believe.
He
ain't never not
racing.
Raced in his whole career.
He got a race. He can't live it down. I ain't gonna live it down. I'm beating his ass shaky. Back in the younger years, and once we was out there doing it, I beat his ass then, and I'm gonna beat his ass again. It ain't no secret.
Y'all got out a long time ago, huh?
Hell yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Beat his ass a long time ago, Shaky. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I believe that y'all going to do it. Y'all both been in. If you say something, you're going to do it. He say he going to do it.
I know him a long time, too.
Yeah, he going to race. He ain't turned down no races, have he? And he said he was going to do. He done them all.
He was playing with little kids, man. He got to play with a grown ass man now. Oh. That's all. He got to play with a grown ass man. Yeah. Hey, know what he told me a couple of days ago, man? He told me a few days ago, man, you can't get that junk down the track. Boy, I wouldn't want to race thinking Shaky can't get down the track. Goddamn, man. I don't want to race like that.
Then he got to do it again.
You get down the track. Now, hey, what if you do get down the track? Then what?
Yeah. Gotta take that L. If he can't beat you, gotta take an L. But somebody going to take an L.
Ooh. Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, man. If I'm racing you hoping that you can't get down the track, that's a crazy motherfucker, man. What if you do get down the track, Shaky? What are you going to do then? That's like saying a motherfucker racing because he's thinking it's going to be 30 degrees snowy and rain. What if it's 70 degrees like Punk Kids been saying? What if it's like that?
Ooh. Hey, but now I gotta say, y'all both my friends, and y'all neck and neck, man. I ain't never seen neither one of y'all turn down no race car. Now, I'm not talking about the old one. I'm talking about the new one. Last year, that man he killed a bunch of people and gave them what they asked for.
You never raised but one person. So he killed a bunch of people.
He only killed one person. I thought he raised about five or six people.
No, man, he only raised Vaughn, man. Who is motherfucking Vaughn? Vaughn is nobody.
Oh.
Just a minute.
Damn. Just one person? I thought he raised more than just one person. Maybe that's so. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what happened to Terrio?
Uh-oh. He might have fell off.
Yeah, he said, okay, hold on. Let me see who this is. Hey, your mic is open, 4015-773-40T. Who is that? Uh-oh. Kid is saying it's a problem here on this board. Wow. 4015, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Preacher Boy. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, Preacher. I'm sorry. I can hear you now, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, good, bro. Man, it's going to be, only got just the what, 10 more days? Something like that to get the racing? Did y'all hear the bad news?
Did you hear the bad news, y'all? Danny passed.
Who?
Who? Danny. Danny boy.
What?
I'm back.
Gazillionaire.
I just got the word.
Yeah, that's passed. what we talking about right now.
Ooh,
yeah,
Gazillionaire
passed a little while ago. His sister's making an announcement actually on Facebook right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So, man, that's a shocker.
Damn. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Man, I'm so sorry.
Man. That's
tomorrow,
that's,
and I promise y'all, we got to do better with our lives, y'all.
Wow. That kid text me. And I asked, who was Daddy who?
Big Daddy.
Wow.
Gazillionaire. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Hey.
Yeah, that's a shocker. That's a big one there.
What's
a
that? That Gazillionaire that had the green cucumber, right?
No, that's Steve.
No, that's Steve.
No, that's Steve. I know who you're talking about. Oh, I know who you're
Big
talking Dan. About. Okay. Damn. Yeah, Big Danny. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Danny was on the show last week, wasn't he?
He was on the show all day with us today.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's...
Y'all got to understand, Delph don't have a time limit. Delph don't have a time or none of that. When it's your time, it's that's what happens. I know it hurts. It hurts all of us. We all go through things.
Yeah, Man, just pray for, man, his kids, his
family,
his
grandkids.
His wife, his family.
Yeah.
All them boys, man. And his baby girl, too, That's crazy, but pray for their family, man. That's all, you know. That is really something else. Unbelievable.
Wow. Hey, Shiv, you know Jermaine from back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jermaine's son got killed up there on. I think 2 days ago on 159th at that gas station.
What?
Jermaine's son, man. Man, for real, bro. I'm so sad.
Man, all I mean,
82.
All I can
ooh.
Say, man, if you don't know God, you better get to know him. And have your affairs in order. I speak from experience. I can just tell you that. Have your affairs in order, and if you don't know God, get to know him. Why you
in a hurry? Get to know him in a hurry.
Yeah,
that's all I can say, man. You know. Hey, and third, and most importantly, man, enjoy your life because you just don't know.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Because you really don't know. I promise you don't know, man. But. Man, that just took the out of me, man. Just, you know, pray for that family, man. It's crazy, man. That's a shocker. Been knowing Danny a long time. I cut Danny all his kids. I cut all of them. Oh, man, for years. So, I've been knowing them a long time. But,
hey, Shem, I wonder if a lot of the older races think about death.
Man,
nobody want to think about death. We all know it's coming. We don't want to think about it. We know it's coming.
Yeah.
Well,
just
I don't know if it's thinking about it. I think it's preparing yourself for it. That, like, you know, people don't like to talk about it. Like, it ain't going to happen. Or, man, it's going to happen, and you need to prepare yourself for it. When I say prepare yourself, man, I said to have your affairs in order. Get you some life insurance. You know, a lot of people ain't got no life, man. You need all that stuff, man. Get you some life insurance and have your affairs in order, and get to know God. That you definitely
gotta have a personal relationship, man.
Yeah, it's
listen
coming.
To what he's saying, man.
It's definitely coming.
Telling y'all,
it's definitely
what's
coming.
Real.
You know,
and
we
then,
act like
you know the other
thing
though, China. You know, the other thing that's so important, man, all what y'all saying is 100% true. But you mentioned out one thing, man. Live
what's your one thing, sir?
Today like it's, man, live your
Your
life
man.
And enjoy today, man. Enjoy
Absolutely.
Your today, man.
Just
cause
live
you
like
don't
your
know
last
what the
every
fuck
day.
Is ahead of you. That's
no,
what comes
enjoy
out
your
there,
life.
Man. All the bullshit around, you talk all the bullshit and all that, but have fun, man. Because you never
absolutely,
fucking know.
Man. I mean, You know, we can laugh and joke, man.
That's
and, you know, this show, we use this show as a, as I mean, it's Lock-In Thursday. If you're trying to lock in and, you know, my premise is for really to learn, you know, something about grudge racing without indulging. I know Shaky always, he used to tell me this all the time, the best way to learn is the ass whooping, and I understand that. A lot of these guys, they don't like to listen, but nonetheless, you know, it's always that one that's going to take heed to what somebody say or even change, you know, their own perspective. I have learned so much from y'all over these years. But, you know, sometimes, you know, man, I don't know, whoever goes to church, you know, the preacher could have a sermon, you know, that he want to preach about, and then all of a sudden God will give him something else, and he'll change the whole dynamic of the service.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sort of sense, I'm not by far nowhere near a preacher, teacher, none of that. But I do understand sometimes, you know, we have to take heed to what's going on in the situation and try to learn from it. You know, man, I just feel like, man, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, get you some understanding about God, whoever God is for you. I know God for me is Jesus. That's who mine is, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you who to go get. I'm just going to tell you, you need to believe in God. Some, you need to believe in him because he's coming, and if you don't, you need to get you some kind of rapport with him. Get you some life insurance. Man, don't have your family out here trying to go fund me for you to be able to get you some, to bury you or take care of your service. Get you some life insurance so your family will be all right, just enough to take care of business. And lastly, man, enjoy your life, man. You know, man, this young, old, man, we do a lot of signifying and mess talking, and I don't wish no bad on nobody, man. But
mm-hmm.
I just say this, man. You know, enjoy your life and your family, man, because you just don't know. That man did not know he was going to die today. He did not know that.
Wow, bro.
That man got a whole family.
Yeah.
Young. He's close to mine. He got maybe 50 years old or somewhere up in there.
51.
You know,
51.
Man. Young dude. No,
yeah.
Young dude, man. So, man, it's man, we man, just you know, try something different, man. Oh, there goes Sensei. Let me let Sensei on. Come on with it, Sensei, because it's serious, man. It's something serious.
It is, Sensei, it is. And I really, at this time, man, I really wish everyone would kind of hold still for a moment. And I just want to say a few things to y'all, man. All the laughing, all the playing, all the joking, all that's good. All that's fun. He wants you to have fun. Who is that with the noise, man?
That mutual phones, everybody.
You hear,
just mutual
you
phones
hear,
for a second.
You hear with your ears, not your mouth. I promise you do. I'm going to show you brothers something, man. And you all, especially on our morning show, you all, you get upset with us sometimes. You talk crazy to us. That's me and myself and Brother Tim when we try to tell you all about the Bible. If you listen with your ears and not your mouth, I promise you'll still hear, brothers. I promise you will. But like I was saying, and see, that's the thing. We got some guys, man, they really don't believe in God. They think this thing is funny. They think this is a joke. But, brothers, there's no lie in the Bible. Stop listening to guys that's coming here telling you guys this mess. There's no contradicting in the Bible. The Bible is true. And there is no other book to guide your life back. The Bible says every man must die. We just lost one of our brothers. The Bible says he come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night. That just happened. Like Sensei just said, Brother Dan didn't have a clue he was going to die. Nothing that we know about. You never clue. You need to get your life together and get your life in order. You can still have fun. You can still race. God don't want you not to have fun. The Bible says a little laughter is good for the soul, but he wants you to have fun. He don't want nothing in front of him. And God will punish you when you start loving things more than him. Now, I know you all probably don't want to hear this, but I promise you, all of us got to walk the same walk one day. That's a road. The Bible says every man, sure as you born, he said, you must die. You're going to leave here one day. What do you want your final resting place to be? Do you want to take your chances with the Lord or with Satan? You see what Satan's doing to you? You see what he's doing to you? The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So I'm not going to hold you guys any longer, but I really wish you guys would reevaluate your lives, man. I really wish you would. And I sure, if Brother Tim here, he would say the same thing. Reevaluate your lives. Come on, Sensei. Come on. I'm done.
Man, all I could do is say, man, just try to prepare yourself. That's I ain't no preacher, teacher, or none of the above. I can say is, man, get right with God, man, and the best way you know how. Everybody got their own way. The best way you know how, man, because.
But you know
this
sensei,
life.
You know what?
This life is,
you know what,
is really, really short. It's as short as ever.
Is it?
And every time something happens, it's just a friendly reminder. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. You know, things happen and we see it and it's before us and I just feel like it's something that, you know, we can share because it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's
coming.
You know, I'm not gonna go and yo, what you saying, Sensei? I'm just saying I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible, man. I can't put you in heaven or hell. But I can say, man,
I can guarantee you in the right direction.
Let's do better. Man, come on, Drag.
Sensei, don't they say?
Hold on one second, Terrio.
Hey,
hold on one second, Terrio.
Okay.
Come on, Drag. I'm gonna give you a sec. Give me one sec. Come on, Drag.
I just listen, man. I'm just lost of words about Big Danny. You know, don't know what to say. I follow him every day on Facebook, and I was just laughing about some stuff he was saying. Called his grandkids the house shakers. He said he's house shakers here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just man. That's just,
man,
golly, bro.
Yeah, messed up,
man.
Unbelievable is all I can say,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, like you guys were just saying, man, you better get your life right, man, because we don't know what time is going to happen or when it's going to happen, but better be working towards getting your life right. Boy, Detroit
is
at the lead, boy, stairs down.
We know what's going
to
happen.
I don't know nobody that's selecting to go downstairs, you know. So,
well, you preachers and teachers, I'm going to let y'all handle that, but let me say this and be real clear. Everybody, up under the sound of my voice, get your affairs. If you got $2 and a pair of socks, get it in order.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what you got, get that in order. Because you need to have yourself in order, man. I done been a part of and in the midst of all the food, you know, stuff don't happen until somebody dies, and I don't care. Let me tell you something. The only people that can hurt you in this life is somebody that you care about or you think they care about you. And I'm trying to tell you what I know. Get your stuff in order, man, so people don't be acting foolish, your kids or whomever, brother, sister, whoever it is. Have your stuff in order, man. Get your stuff in order. Please get your stuff.
Well, family
will
show you some stuff you ain't never seen before.
Well, what I learned, y'all, and it's recently, is that the Bible the standing for the word Bible, from what I hear, is for basic instructions before leaving Earth. So, you know, the instructions is in that book.
What did you say?
And there you go. That's what they said. Well, that's what I was told. They said that's what the B is.
B-I-B-L-E-10. I like that.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Oh,
I mean, it's just there you
go. Yeah. You're right.
On what to do, you know?
Oh, man.
So,
man, I'm trying to tell
you. That's
what
I was told. You know.
Man, hey, I'm not trying to tell y'all nothing wrong. All I can say is I've been there. I got the hat, the gloves, and the scar, and I know all about it. You don't want, man. You just you don't want to do it, man. You just want to have everything, man, in place, man.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
In place.
I'm trying to get
you know.
It's a daily process.
I mean,
as long as you're trying,
you
I
know.
Guess.
Let me give you a little story. I'm gonna share this with y'all just because, you know, when my mother passed, before she passed, she told me, she said, "Hey, check this out. All my paperwork and everything is in this one drawer. So you ain't got to go searching. I ain't leaving you nothing. And this is it right here." And I said, "That's fine." When she passed, I didn't have to go searching. I knew exactly what it was, and it was right there. That's what you want to do. You don't want to be scrambling. You don't want to be trying to GoFundMe. If you have to, I mean, that's fine. But, man, you hear me right now. You hear what I'm trying to tell you. Don't wait and be messed up and have your family, your kids, your wife, your girl, whoever, in disarray. Just
hey,
man,
y'all
yeah.
hear what Sam's saying?
When my mother passed,
before she went to the hospital, she took all her paperwork out, sit it on the table, and said, "This is what y'all going to need." That's all she said. It had all her arrangements in it, all her insurance stuff in it, paid up, everything.
Yeah.
She had her affairs in order.
Man, how is it that older people, man, can come to grips, and then they write it down, they sit there with you, they tell you. And in my case, my mother paid for her own funeral, man, because I wasn't no good person to save money. I was selfish, man. I'm keeping it real, bro. For real, man, for real. She said, "Hey, if you don't want to lose what you got, you got to learn how to pay for what it is. You got to learn how to pay for that building. You got to do that, man. If you don't, you're gonna be homeless." And so when she left
you
me,
asking
man,
your own
damn,
question
bro.
Right now.
Wow.
Selfishness.
So
we selfish.
That's why I said
we always want somebody else to take care of.
Bro, preacher boy, that's why I said earlier, man, I think about death a lot, bro. Not that I'm afraid of it. I'm telling you that every other week somebody that we know, we had a show, man, about 4 weeks ago when everybody mentioned somebody that wasn't here. Man, that didn't touch nobody. I mean, these people, they were among us. They was doing creative things. That, man, they were booming personalities, but they ain't here no more. And they shaped the way we do things now. So, bro, now Danny gone today? Fred is gone? All these people that sat up there, worked their tails off, got these cars, planted them next season, but a lot of them didn't make it. Fonzo, man, a whole lot of people, man, that I know, that we know. So this is real.
But you got to take that energy. You have to take that energy because God is knocking on your doorstep, letting you be aware
Amen.
Of it could be your time.
Amen. 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 Bro, I was so glad that you didn't die. You on the highway, man, come on, bro.
Man, it took a lot of prayer for everybody, from all of y'all, my parents,
man.
And everything. God was
yeah,
like, it ain't
man.
Your turn yet. But, hey,
man.
You're not exempt. He told me right then and there, you're not exempt. It's just not your turn.
Ooh-wee. My man, hey,
change
man,
life.
Man been,
get better.
He been talking about generational wealth, man. Get new jobs, understanding this. Somebody just put him up on other kind of loads. I heard the man. Never when he, man,
You think that he woke up this morning thinking that, that this would be his last day? Oh, man.
Man bro, knew it's not the time nor the hour, though, Shaker. Man knew it's not the time.
Yeah, bro.
See, let me tell y'all something, man. If God had allowed man to know, I'm going to use Brother D. If God had allowed Brother D to know that he going to live on this earth to be 115 years old, the Lord already know my thoughts. The Bible says he knows your thoughts. So what would I have done? I would have partied and enjoyed myself till I was 114. I got a year to give to him. See, God don't turn you around when you get old, but he wants you while you're young. He'll take you when you're old. But you understand what I'm saying? It's not given to us to know when we're going to leave. But it's given to us to be able to get right with him. And he said there's only one way to get right. Like man said, do it the way you know. It's only one way. The Bible says you must come in at the door. Where is the door? The door is Jesus the Christ. That's the door. There's no other way. You can't climb through the window. You can't come in through the basement. You got to come in through Jesus the Christ. Now, you can keep on living a lavish lifestyle, doing what you want to do in life. You can keep doing that. But the road that our brother just crossed, we going to cross that same bridge one day.
Yeah.
And then you're going to stand judgment. And when you stand judgment, as Steve Harvey said, it's not your birth date, it's not your death date. It's that dash in between. The Lord will ask you, what did you do? And there's only two things to be said. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, or depart from me, for your work was of iniquity. I'm not here to preach tonight. You want to hear me preach? Come here on Tuesday. Yeah, I'll do that for you. But I am here to tell you guys the uncut truth.
Man.
And the truth
right.
of the matter is that it's time out for praying. I'm
telling y'all some real stuff. The one who's laughing needs to be serious and listen.
No, I'm laughing. That's me. That's me. I'm laughing because that's just my I'm not laughing at what he's saying. It's the truth. I mean, it is what it is.
It's the dead truth. It's the dead truth.
You know, these people, you know, sometimes, you know, we all, you know, that's my vent. I laugh sometimes when I vent. You know, it ain't no
okay,
disrespect
well, some
to
us,
say. I'm sure he knows.
Some of us
he,
been
he,
close
he,
to death and got a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
and some
I'm
us,
sure a whole lot of people have, you know, but,
right.
You know, bottom line up top is, I'm not trying to make this no prayer show, church show. Sensei, you know how I do, Sensei. I just want to give this information, I was always taught, you know, sometimes, you know, you might not even go to church or you might not get around, you know, no church people or whatever the case may be. But if you hear it, you gotta recognize if you hear it. If you hear it, then you're gonna research it or something. And as far as getting to know God, everybody should. But my main concern is have your affairs in order. I mean, that just hit home with me. You know, I've seen a lot of things, and I've been a part of with my own family. Man, have your affairs in order. You know, this is a wake up call for everybody. I mean, if you don't have it in order, get it in order. It don't take much. Get your stuff in order, man, because it's coming. One day, you just want to be prepared for it, man. I feel some type of way, man. I've been, me personally, I've been knowing Danny for a long time, and I mm-hmm. feel some type of way, man. You know, for his family, his sisters, you know, it's crazy, man. But man, just keep that family in y'all prayers, man, and just keep them in your prayers, man. That's all, you know. That's it. That's all. Oh man, anybody else got something? Wow. Oh man. Okay.
Raylo,
who is this?
Y'all gone back to racing?
Yeah, 773-4387. Who was that?
call. No, I'm just listening to him.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, we back.
Y'all we just back. Said Raylo and Terrio go back to racing, man. Raylo hid, man. God damn. Y'all know it's 12 days away before this shit coming. Raylo was a big bear back in January, February, and March and all that shit. But shit, this motherfucker said, oh, shit, it's coming. So y'all ain't got to worry about him, Raylo, until the 24th. He trying to go silent now, you know. He's pumping himself up, steady texting me these old-ass pictures of him being young in these old-ass cars. That motherfucker don't know what to do, man. We ain't in 1980 now, man. We in 2022, man. Shit, tell him to text me pictures. If you on the show, Raylo, I know you listening. Text me pictures of that Nova, motherfucker. Don't be just texting me that old-ass picture once I whoop your ass back then. Shit, that man stuck on me whooping his ass. He said he's back there, man. Raylo quiet than a motherfucker, man. He got to deal with Papa Bear, Three Lug, and then after that he got to deal with Baby Bear, Little Tero. So fuck it. Raylo don't know what to do about now. That motherfucker, he in a daze, man. So come out, Raylo. Come out. Come back.
Hey, Preacher Boy, ain't you locked in with somebody, too? Who you locked in with, Preacher Boy?
Yes. Three Lug now.
Oh, you are locked in with Anthony. Okay. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, they've been sending me their messages, videos, and everything else. Yes.
Oh, man.
I brush them off my shoulder.
It's going to be real.
I love the acknowledgement that they know got there and they got to see me.
Big Sam.
Yeah, come on with it.
Sam, I want to put in a parts code. I need an aftermarket turbo 400 yoke, and I need a 1204 66 Nova. There's all the guys that's listening. If you got any of that stuff, just give me a call.
Okay. What? Say it again, Drag. What is it?
I need a 1204 66 Nova, and I need an aftermarket dry shaft yoke, transmission yoke for a turbo 400.
All right. Anybody got that? Get the drag. If y'all got it. Oh man. My phone's blowing up. They texted me up on my phone. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting. Somebody gonna be what they say, some slow singing and flower bringing coming on the 24th. Terrio, I know something's going to happen real interesting.
I was planning on bringing some roses. I was planning on bringing some roses, but they ain't worth the roses.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad y'all started off that way. Man, I wish they would stop. Let me see. Clean my
glasses. Hey, Sam, you got those that do. Hey, you got those that do and those that doesn't.
Yeah, what is it? I'm trying to think. Hey, Shaky. No, I was trying to think something. I had a question. Man, this thing told me all the way off. I promise. My mind then just went the other way now.
We understand.
My man, what's the other way? Yeah, they got me with that one. They sure got me. Oh, man. Somebody just texted me and say, yeah, y'all going to find out who been lying on the 24th. Oh, brother Lee say, somebody lying. I don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be somebody. Oh, man, that's funny. Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness, man. Look at here. You got some boys that's trying to play. Man, and you notice it's all Raylo, Terrio, Preacher Boy, Three Lug, the usual suspects is what they call them. Man, what is it gonna take? what do we got to do? What do we got to do, man?
Well, listen to this. Listen to who you got racing. You got some legends that's racing each other. Some old time legends coming out the woodwork trying to have a ball, man.
Man, I love it. I really do love it, man. I can appreciate it, man. I can really appreciate it, man. Show them how it's done. I love when these old guys come on here, and not just old guys. Let me rephrase. You know, we got to tie this thing together. The separation. No, we can't be separated. We gotta tie it together. I don't know how it's gonna get done, but that is our goal and our mission is to tie this thing together, man. When I say tied together, well, these young dudes, and I ain't talking about
like
an age. Sam, I'm just talking about in racing.
We sweeping a road for them to come on through.
Yeah, we
sweeping a road for them to come on through for them the race. They watch us and they continue keeping it going.
This is true. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be so enough interesting. Come on, Shaky. I hear you back there.
Yes, I'm here. I just
man.
I just want to understand how we can start getting in touch, man, because what these young guys doing, they embracing the sport just like we did. You know? In my case, I would say to people, hey, man, you should start going to the track. Because when that white man had me in front of that court and he had that drag racing ticket and he said, hey, you come back in here, you go to the penitentiary, man, please. I was so happy to go to the track, and I didn't know what to do. So, I was on 51st Street, man. That punk, ooh-wee. But that was with a lot of other stuff included in it, you understand? I had a list. I had a list and shit, but, hey, he scared me straight, man.
Right.
Man, I was racing little lad, act like he wasn't even scared, man.
Same
I was like, damn. Man, he had a public defender, man. I had me a lawyer, man. I was like, man, I can't take this. That man was like, it's going to be all okay, Shaky. It's going to be over. I was like, man, look at this nigga.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That man talked to me. I was scared, man. I ain't going to lie. Shit. I'm going to use my freedom.
Man.
For some drag racing? Shaking like Woody on Toy Story.
Man, I straightened up, bro. And then, you know what? I stopped racing anyway, so that was the thing I didn't have to worry about. I start worried, man, please. Okay. But, hey, I think that we need to embrace these guys with these new cars and all that, because I'm telling you, man, that's the wave of the future. All these guys talking this stuff on the phone, they old. We old.
This is true.
You know?
Yeah, man, look at here. This is true.
Yeah, we need
you
these
ain't
young
never
guys.
You told a lie when you said that. All right, man, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't lying. I feel it. Man, look
here.
Man, you know, what is your goal? You got to have some goals. You got to put some kind of goal up there. I don't know how hungry these guys are. You know, I see them, and man, I take my hat off to them. And not just to anybody. I mean, it's a sacrifice. It's a lot to do it. And I appreciate anybody. That's why I ain't gonna tell you not to race on the street, because I would be what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for? A hypocrite. That would be no. I don't gonna tell you that because I love it. I ain't gonna tell no lie. But I will say when you know better, you do better. And if you
okay,
got
well,
opportunity,
let me add a little of this, Shane. Let me add a little of this.
Let me just say this, and I'm gonna let you have it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You got two different kinds. If you're on the street, you got to worry about a whole lot of different stuff. You got to worry
mm-hmm.
about the police. You got to worry about going to jail. You got to worry about getting a lawyer. You got to worry about them taking your car.
Or hurting somebody.
Somebody. We ain't even made it. That
you got to know what your life is worth.
But
you got to understand when you're on the street, know what your life worth.
At when you at the racetrack, you can avoid 90% of the foolishness. You can race as much as you want. You ain't got to worry about all of the foolishness, and you can do what your plan and what your goal is to do. So, do better if you know better. I guess in the sort of sense. You know, as much as you can. It's hard for me to say it because, ain't nothing. Let me just say, ain't nothing better than a street race. I would be remiss to say it. I don't like it, but that would be false. But I do want to tell you, man, take it to the racetrack, y'all, because it's way safer. You know, it's just a lot better. Now go ahead, Shaky. I'm sorry. That's for all of you in the back. And I ain't charging y'all for it either. I gave it to you for free.
I don't want nobody to get mad at me, but I just want to share this thing about racing, because sometimes when people gamble and at the end of the ad they say, hey, if you got a gambling addiction, call this number and get you some help, because I destroyed my family. I put racing before my family, and it took a real big toll. So I just want to say to some people that's on the phone, hey, amen. If you feel that things are getting out of line, you need to listen to the loved ones and treat your family better before you go out to the garage and pay them bills. And, you know, it's a whole – another whole side to all this. You know, so I thank God for my life today. I do things in moderation. I got somebody special that I put first before I put all this other stuff. And so, man – yeah, we gotta
be careful because they got these old guys with these small blocks looking to run some of these slow big blocks. They take their money from
them. Oh, is that a hit? Is that a hit,
oh,
man?
Man?
Mr. Dragon,
oh, man.
And some of them small blocks,
hey,
we're going to let them spread.
That what you need.
Ooh-wee.
Man, who you talking to? Man, so,
that could be
oh,
down there. A whole lot of them songs going on here. You got a weak big block, I take that little block and do something to you. And if you got a weak small block with that gun on it, I do something to you too.
Ooh-wee. Wow.
See, that's bad for gambling because this old man's out here waiting to just take your money. Call AA or GA.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
They got some big blocks around here with notches on. They pull their notches off. I'll do something freaky to them.
Ooh.
Could he be talking to Rob?
Rob got the back tie whenever he show up.
God,
get right on over the Cordova or Martin, Michigan, and I'm gonna get him the back tie.
I got
right
ammunition for in the morning. I got ammunition for in the morning now.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
Don't you come on in the morning, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you. You come on.
Oh my goodness.
I got you, man. Don't you get on tomorrow, buddy? Don't you get on the line. You got this back.
They just contributed tonight. I tell you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is all real, too. All this is real.
That old mobile been doing push-ups all winter long in the truck.
Ooh-wee, man. You got a generic? Is that what you said?
Generic. Hey, y'all heard the rumors, you know. Oh, man, that car full chassis. Car light. That car this. That car that. But ain't nobody around seeing it where it's full chassis or is it light like they said. They just trying to make excuse to stay away from it. A small block generic, too. Not just, it's an Aldi car. I went to Aldi's and got all the parts for it. The generic.
Unbelievable.
Get that notches off one of the big blocks. One of the weak big blocks, get that notches off. Put their converter in, put their gear in. I don't give a darn. I'm going to pull their head off.
unbelievable. Oh, wait a minute. Man, I got this young Thundercat on, the college boy. Hold on. Tyreek, come on with it.
I'm chilling, man. I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
What's going on?
That's the only youngster right there that don't go to. That's my man right there. I got a peace treaty with Tyreek. I don't want to whoop Tyreek. But the rest of them young son guns, I pull their heads off.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. They show him coming.
Tyreek gets a
pass. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I see a hand up, Chance.
Yeah, I know. I saw it, too. You can let him on. Let him on. I saw.
Your mic is open.
Oh, Raylo. I'm just sitting on the seat for anybody, man. I just need it to dog night for us. That's all, man. I just need it to dog night for us.
It is. I'm trying to make light of it. I promise, Raylo, I'm trying to. I'm really trying to fight through it, man. I ain't going to lie.
That famous whistle, man.
Fight through it.
That famous whistle.
Man.
Oh, my God. Man. But anyway, I'm trying to wait for Terry to get out there. I hope he ain't on it. I hope he ain't. I ain't trying to.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't going to mess your show up, man. It's kind of odd. Man. I don't want to get stuck, man. I really don't want to. I can't wait for Sunday. Next Sunday.
Okay. Oh,
we waiting. What I got to be talking for? We waiting.
It's
we locked in. What I got to be talking for? What I got to be steady texting for?
Man.
I don't need to do that. Man, text me every day, man. Three times a day.
What?
Every day.
Oh, man. Hey, Drag.
Yo.
You know what I send him back? I send a nice old US 30 picture right back every time he texts me with that crazy stuff. I guess he looking at them cars. Where do these cars come from? Because he don't know nothing about US 30. Nothing whatsoever. That's all I can respond back to him. Send him an old US 30 car.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't do that. Yeah, man, I was just checking and let y'all know I ain't going nowhere and none of that. Because I ain't been on. What am I gonna get on here for? I come on here and speak and I'm done. I'm ready to race.
Oh, I just come on and let some of the weak song guns know that I still got that old mobile and they ain't safe.
You let them know.
Just put out the national, put it out on national radio.
He got it today. Oh, he started talking all this stuff. Oh, we need something going on. Okay, well, he got long.
Tyreek, what you want to tell these people, man? I know you are the ambassador to I would say all these foreign countries that we got in these in over here. What message do you bring, man? What you got? Come on with it.
None really, man. We're done talking. It's racing.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're done talking.
Mm-hmm.
We did enough talking to the winner. Mm-hmm. We're going to see somebody. Somebody's going to get that. We ain't really trying to embrace the arguing, the back and forth, the humbug. Either we gonna run or we ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that you know. Man, that sounds good to me. That's all I can say. It sounds good to me. I like y'all style, man. All the you college boys, as Sugar Bell call y'all, the college boys, man. Y'all, I really enjoy it, man. So I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the end. I don't know. I put it on the radio. Man, I need somebody to keep up. Y'all be out there, and I don't know nothing. I ain't been out there. I need somebody to hold it down, to give me some kind of notification or something to let me know who doing what and what the goes
really
on.
He's going to be that big of a thing this season, man. The police breaking up every chance we get now, so everybody's pretty much in the track.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, but in the mean and between time, I know, you know, things happen. I just want to stay abreast of what goes on. That's all. Just let me know if somebody can just let me know, man. Yeah, such and such did whatever. I appreciate it. That's all. I mean, whoever it may be, it could be anybody. I don't care who it is. Just somebody, just man, give me some kind of notification, man. This happened today. Just yeah, you know, so I know.
Let me know what about 8:00.
Oh really? Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting.
Hey, Big Sham. Anybody seen spokesman for Rob or what's his name? Got the ran skins with the little truck. What's his name?
Akil.
Oh, Akil. Yeah, where Akil. He at? He talk all that stuff about Rob, what they gonna do and all that. Where he go? He lost his tongue or something?
I don't know. I ain't talked to Akil. Is Rob on the mic? If you're on the mic, press the one button, Rob.
I don't know.
Rob on the motherfucking mic. Bust down and took all the heart out of Rob, man. Rob ass on the phone. Come on, Rob.
And he hiding under his bed. Hey, Drag,
and by you just calling for Rob, that motherfucker really done went under the bed. Hey,
right, it's
hey,
over
hey man, he done went under the bed and pulled the covers over his head and every goddamn thing. Rob, hey, that motherfucker listening. He listening like a motherfucker. That motherfucker gone, man. Bust down just took all the life out of Rob, man. Rob, man. He ain't. I'm on do the Raylo what Bust Down done to Rob, man. I'm gonna take all the life of them. Put them motherfuckers back in bracket racing, man. They don't belong up over here, man. Go put them motherfuckers back in bracket racing. Rob gone. Him and Raylo could practice on the tree now.
Wait a minute. Huh?
When is the last time you heard from Rob? You ain't heard from Rob since Bust Down beat his ass.
Well, a few days ago. Last week.
Rob ain't going to come on your show. You remember I used to come on your show and talk about that drag shit. I want to run drag. And I'm man, that shit was this for a publicity stuff, man. That motherfucker ain't gonna, man, Rob ain't gonna bust a motherfucking grape, man. Shit,
oh,
bust down and took all the life out of Rob, man. You know,
man.
That. Yeah, Rob ass then backed up and then went back to bracket racing, man.
Y'all know y'all real aggressive. Yeah. That's all I can say. Y'all so aggressive.
It ain't no aggressive.
Y'all,
it's the truth.
Y'all
hey,
aggressive.
The truth hurt,
you see how Raylo come on and how Drag come on. Yeah, that's aggressive. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all aggressive. I didn't hear Raylo.
Because I was
let me ask you a question.
Man,
let me ask you a question, Big
Sham.
How can a Joker to get his parts from Aldi's be aggressive? Aldi's.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not saying nothing about what you got. I'm saying the way you come, like, the way you came on and you said what you said, you know, like I was stickler. Somebody told me you just can't come on and say anybody, because anybody is like a big word. People come on and say that and they really don't mean it when they say it. But you see how you came on and you just started talking about, man, somebody with a big block or a small block, whatever. It's your tone. Didn't nobody say nothing behind it, you know. Raylo, he come on and he say, man, I'm looking for such and such. He called particular names most times. And when he call your name and you don't respond, now it's really interesting. You know, you don't have nothing to say. I don't understand. That's why I say it's aggressive. Y'all really aggressive in how y'all come on.
Man,
now, I don't know.
Raylo is just
talking.
Raylo ain't doing a motherfucking thing.
I don't know about that, man. man. Y'all something else, man. I love
man.
It, though. Nah, don't stop. I love it.
Man,
you,
you
say
know
I
for your
is?
Fact, Raylo stunting, man. Raylo stunting.
Oh, what? Man, Raylo ain't stunting.
Ago that Raylo had was,
Raylo
man,
locked
man,
you
Raylo
in.
Stunting, man.
He said
man,
he ain't
yeah,
stunting you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, the man did that shit and was loud than a motherfucker 2 months ago, a month ago. That motherfucker quiet in a church mouse now, man. That motherfucker.
He ain't got nothing to tell you
nothing.
He ain't got nothing
yeah,
to say.
Yeah,
he locked
okay,
in.
He ain't got nothing to say. Yeah,
going,
okay.
Hey,
well, I
he
tell
going,
you what.
He going
I tell you what.
Hey,
hold.
So
up.
It could be the next day.
Listen,
so it could be Sunday.
Listen. I don't understand. He don't have nothing to say now. But 2 months ago, he locked me in and had a whole lot of shit to say. But now as it didn't get closer... And closer, we talking about 10 days, man. 10 motherfucking days away. That man got 11 days in a wake-up, man.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker got quieted in the church mouse, man. Now, see, now that's what I don't understand. The bullshit y'all come with, well, not y'all, these new schoolers, and Raylo's supposed to be old school. The Winter Nationals was supposed to be motherfuckers out there racing once the streets was dry. Now that we didn't gave it up and we didn't went to the college boys, and the college boys is out there doing it and everything. These old schoolers, they know, man, that coach shit don't bother us, man. Get up and put up. Right now, the following Sunday after Easter Sunday, after the Passover Sunday and all this shit, Raylo ass mine, man. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to do him like Rob. That motherfucker going to be just like Rob. Watch it. You ain't going to, hey, that man going to say, man, well, I got my Camaro, man. I'm bracket racing, man. I'm trying to win all this money bracket racing. I'm going to step Raylo ass up. I'm going to let small blocks spray at him and he run on the ball. Spring his ass on. He hear you. He hear you. That motherfucker quiet in the church mouth, man. That motherfucker ain't going to say nothing.
Oh, man. No,
that's
man.
All. Ooh.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. He don't want to talk to you. He said he don't want to talk to you.
3 weeks ago,
he got nothing
3 weeks ago, he said, 3 weeks ago, he said I had to break if I drive off the trailer. Lock it in. Shit. That motherfucker thought about that shit and said, hell no, I ain't doing that. He just got on your radio show for the ratings, man. That's all. He just want the ratings up and all that. And he know that. We don't need no stunned motherfucker on this damn show to bring your ratings up. We need do or die motherfuckers on here, man. Me,
oh,
Brad,
man.
Motherfuckers like that that's going to turn the break loose, man. Shorty, we need people like that. Preacher Boy going to turn the break loose, Three Love. We don't need no old phony-ass Southsiders, man, like Freylo. Has been motherfucker. Hell, yeah, out here no more, man. You know it.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I'm
boy,
gonna
you
something. I'm going to do that. Man, shit. That man ain't going
to
do a motherfucking
thing
for what he's doing now. He ain't trying to
last week it was Lenny. Now it's you. Y'all really trying to stir something up.
Yeah,
I don't know what
man.
Y'all trying to
shit.
Y'all
yeah,
know
well,
y'all
man.
Trying to stir something.
The time is near, man. That's all. It's getting closer.
It's coming.
It's close.
It is
all.
Surely coming, man. That's all. I mean, man,
and
I'm
then,
excited for it.
And
man.
Then, hey, we got another West Sider that just came on the motherfucking phone at the beginning of your show. Punk Kid. He ain't make this shit no better by telling Raylo it's going to be 70 degrees next Sunday. That motherfucker was praying for rain and snow, man. And he just said, hey, what is the first thing he just said? It's going to be 70 degrees next Sunday.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Shit.
Boy, y'all,
man, hey, kid, you ain't had no business saying that, man. You know you ain't had no business telling Raylo that. That motherfucker here. Raylo, motherfucker going to test me. Raylo going to test me the minute that kid said that. He going to test me. Now, when did kid become a weather reporter, man?
Oh, man.
Man.
Boy, you need to stop your story, man.
Going on, man, to take your show. Going on to take your show back, man.
He got to do a lie to try to get me on the phone. He got to try to tell a damn lie to get me on the phone.
Hey, hold it, man. You ain't text me all these old-ass bitches.
I'll see you Sunday, man. I'll see you Sunday, Terry.
Hey, man, I knew I'd bring your motherfucking ass out.
I'm trying to bring Ron's scary ass out too.
You had a whole lot of stuff to do about that cutout.
What about the cutout? The one on the fire. Oh, okay.
I see you on the 24th. I'm trying to bring Rob out too.
I knew you'd come out the bushes. Hey, Sam, I know how to rattle them goddamn bushes. I told you that you
that motherfucker
on his trash where he's on the bushes. His finger accidentally unmuted his call and shit. I knew I'd bring his ass out. That motherfucker on the shot down in the fucking bushes. Rob ass in the bushes. I'm trying to put a ladder to get me on the phone.
Somebody I call kid. I ain't called no kid. Get him on the phone.
I didn't say you called kid. I didn't say I called kid.
When did kid become a weatherman?
I said that you text me. Right. I didn't say you called kid.
No, you said I text you. So I text you that?
Look at you, motherfucker, that you so miscalculated. You don't even know
hey,
what the fuck I said.
I text you that?
Look at you, motherfucker. I forward it to somebody then. Yes, you
forward it to somebody.
I did.
I bet you can't forward that to nobody. Lock me in then. I sent you a picture of hot stuff. That's a roast you used to raise when you were 30.
I don't know nothing about somebody.
You ain't forward no damn lie. You can't forward nothing about what punk kids is, motherfucker. Come on, what punk kids is. I ain't saying shit to you. I sent you a bunch of pictures. That's all I sent you.
I didn't say nothing about you said punk kid called you. I said you text me. When did punk kid become a news reporter? I got you all.
So I text you that.
Boculated, man.
So I text you that. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. I'm going to beat the shit out of you, man. I'm going to beat your ass, man. I'm going to beat the living shit out of you. I'm going to put you in the category like Rob. Hell, you don't belong here. You're a graduation now,
you know
man.
What?
The fuck you trying to grow,
when I whoop
grow,
you,
grow
I still ain't. I still ain't going to talk shit with you when I whoop you. I ain't gonna have nothing to say.
Oh, man, when you whoop me.
Man, hey.
It show you in the grudge race, motherfucker, that you supposed to keep getting my money if you whoop me, motherfucker. If I whoop you, I got plenty to say. I'm going to pack your bag, and I'm going to send you where you belong at, motherfucker.
Well, that's you.
Best believe
that's you.
Once I whoop you, I got plenty to say. I got plenty. Plenty, man.
When I whoop you, I'm going to load up and
what
leave.
Whatever to the break. I know that. Yeah. Ray Lowe's man. Hey, man. Hey, you don't belong over here now. You a bracket.
Why you keep asking about the break? Why you keep asking about the break? This race.
Because you told me I had it. Because if you told me if I drive, I got it. That's what come I'm asking. You ain't a man. Your ass Tony Braxton, motherfucker.
Now I'm finna front you off on the show. I'm finna front you off on the show.
Do that.
I'm going to give it to you when we get there. I'm going to give it to you when you get there. I bet you don't take it.
I bet you I do.
I bet you don't take it. Lock it in then.
Well, lock it in. Hold it. If I ain't got it, why don't you lock me in?
Lock in the GO5000 on the phone now. Lock in the GO5000 on the phone.
Mix it up the way we mixed it up the other time, motherfucker.
I'm not bringing you shit. You ain't going to do nothing, man.
If you was a man, you would do it now.
You would do it now.
You know the rules. You know the rules.
I can do it. No, I don't know the rules. You know the rules, too.
Hold it. Did you bring it to me the first time?
Lock in now.
How did you get this pussy the first time?
Lock in
How
now.
How did you get this pussy
that.
The first
That's
time?
That's locked in already.
How did you
lock
get
in
this
now.
Pussy? I'm trying to
lock
in.
Lock in now.
Okay,
and I ain't
got to
call nobody.
For 3 o'clock.
I ain't got to call nobody. I'm running this show.
Get that money
I'm running it, Joe.
Get that money up.
I'll see you there. I bet you don't do it at the track.
Get that money up, man. Get that money up.
I'm going to get it up on the 24th.
I want to know. I want you to book this pussy now.
You gonna know.
Ho, I tell you what we do.
Ho.
I know your guy ain't. Ho. I know y'all ain't having no money.
Ho.
I ain't never no son of nothing like
Ho.
That.
Ho.
Lock in the whole pot. Hold it. Lock in the whole pot and we gonna get it to somebody, motherfucker, that I got to break at 3 o'clock. Lock it in, the whole fucking 5,000. Motherfucker, I'm going to show you who you stunned with. In that, we're going to let somebody hold it. We're going to let somebody else hold it.
motherfucker.
Man, I was in the first round and come lock up a whole pot.
Okay, hold. Well, lock in the whole pot then. That's what I had to break. To lock in the whole 5,000.
Man, you got it, sucker. You got it, sucker.
Okay, well, who gonna lock in the mother? Okay, well, tell me who. Get that money to somebody.
What you mean, get that money to somebody? You ain't that strong, nigga.
I know I ain't that strong. Show me then.
Trying to make look like you some kind of strong person.
We gonna lock. Okay. Okay, no. Show me I got the break. We're going to lock in the whole 5,000. I got
the break. I'm going to show you you got the break when we get there on the 24. When everybody there. When everybody there. You ain't going to do it then. I bet you ain't going to do it then. Bet you ain't going to do it then.
That's what you said.
You want somebody to bring you some money. I'm not bringing you nothing. I'm not bringing you nothing. You already got a G. You already got a G.
Are you that miscabogulated motherfucker? I said we're going to let somebody hold it. I ain't got to hold the 5,000. We're going to let somebody hold the whole 10,000, motherfucker. Give me the break.
When you want to do that?
Back in the whole fucking pot.
When you want to do that?
Tomorrow.
You can do that tomorrow. You ain't saying nothing.
Okay, then.
You ain't saying nothing.
Get the money. Okay.
We're going to meet at a neutral place and lock it up.
Then we're going to meet at the restaurant. We're going to get the money in the
You're not going to meet at no restaurant.
We got some turkey pigs.
You're going to meet downtown.
Goddamn, man.
Come downtown like a man. I'm not coming in your restaurant.
Where down?
I'm gonna call you tomorrow. See if you wanna meet somewhere and lock in the whole 5,000.
Okay. Well, why come you can't tell me
the whole
5,000
right
ain't
then?
A man about it.
What you mean, a man about? You wanna meet downtown?
Tell me where we gonna wait. Wait, hold it. Yeah.
You can meet downtown.
We gotta wait till tomorrow. Let's meet downtown tonight, then, you bad motherfucker. Just show me you got balls, motherfucker. I got your boy. We gonna lock in the whole pot.
Man, you ain't gonna do number talk like a lot of people say. Number talk.
Oh man,
that's all you gonna do is talk.
Motherfucker, you gotta get permission, little boy. You a little boy. You gotta get permission, motherfucker. Call
you
your
ain't
boss,
do talk.
Motherfucker. Call
you
your motherfucking boss, motherfucker. Okay, yeah, okay. I tell you what, if you tell me to get somewhere to get this money to somebody, I'm gonna get somebody tonight, motherfucker. Call your boss, motherfucker.
You ain't gonna
get
do
on
nothing.
The line and call his ass.
You
ain't
gonna do
nothing. You ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah, okay, man. Yeah, I know that, motherfucker. Trying to high side like you talking about locking in tomorrow. Motherfucker, be a man about it tonight. Show me you a motherfucking man, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm on the boat. I'm on the boat.
Okay, Chuck. Okay, Chuck. You did your ass just took a motherfucking note out of Chuck.
I'm on the boat.
Hey, let me get off this motherfucking phone. Yeah, okay. Hey, Sam.
Oh,
see,
man.
I just got these old motherfuckers that want to be drag
members
and shit.
Me and them with a lot of mouths, Sam.
Show me then.
A lot of mouths.
Lock in the pot tonight.
A lot of mouths.
Lock in the pot tonight.
We ain't locking in nothing.
Okay.
I'm locking in on the 24th.
Okay.
I'm going to see what you want to do there.
Hey,
you ain't gonna
want to
do nothing there.
The boss man dispatched your ass.
You ain't
gonna want to
do nothing there.
The boss man already got his motherfucking hands overloaded with three lugging me, motherfucker. The boss man dispatched you. He ain't doing it tonight. Motherfucker, now go back on mute and put Rob on the phone. You motherfuckers are tag teaming each other now.
You
talking
about three lugging
three.
I locked him in. You talking about three lugging and I locked him in.
You talking
about three lugging and I locked him
in. I'm trying to lock in myself tonight, motherfucker. You
know you're already locked in.
I got to cut out. Show me that you a brain. Okay, then. Well, put Rob on the phone now. I know he on your other line, motherfucker. I know that. Y'all been turning into kissing cousins now. You and Robert. Robert? Sam, you may now
uh-oh.
Take back over your show now.
Hey,
okay.
Since you're telling the show, since you're telling the show everything,
it'll be all over. On Sunday.
Hey, Lord, Sam. Hey, Sam.
That's
you telling so much stuff on the show. Tell something else. Since you're telling everything on the show. Tell something else.
What else is there to tell? What else
you called Zay. You called Zay about racing me. Did I get on the phone and try to lock him in? What happened?
But you ain't trying to race
Zay.
You called Zay
and I tried to lock him in. He wouldn't lock in.
Hold it.
Did you tell
are you
that?
Trying to lock in his green
you
car, motherfucker?
You
not
tell
trying
that,
to lock
you?
In his motherfucking green car.
You
are you
that,
trying
you?
To lock in his green car? Are you trying to lock in his Camaro?
He tried to lock me in with that boot. What happened?
He tried to lock you in with his green car.
He
tried
he
to
didn't.
Lock you in with his motherfucking
He said
Camaro.
He was going
to
lock me in with that boot.
Ain't that
I tell a lie.
Man, he said he's going to lock you in with his green card.
I bet Sham can tell you. I bet Sham can tell you the truth.
Oh, I bet you that Zay will tell you his goddamn self the
truth. Zay, your mic is
open. I bet you that Zay will tell you the truth.
Brother Zay, your mic is open.
What the fuck did this coward ass do? Zay,
we talking about that booth. You ain't running to lock in. I bet you ain't running to tell that.
Hey, Raylo.
Since you called me.
Raylo, you told me you wanted a kind of break. You told me you wanted a kind of break today from my car, Raylo.
Say what?
You said you wanted a cot and a break for the eight.
I said the box
cot
and the break. Now, what did you say with the booth? Now, what did you say you with the booth? You would lock me in a Chucky Davis ring. Then I tried to run you at Martin Michigan on another date. I tried to lock you in for another day. Did you want to run?
You
said no.
Opening day in Martin Michigan. Then I picked the day.
No,
I
told you the 23rd. I told you the 23rd.
Ho, 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 Raylo. No, 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 no. I told you a date.
You told me a date. Then I told you the 23rd.
Hold on, Raylo.
You told me on the 3rd.
Every date that I came up with, you said no. You said you got something to do. Every date that I came up with.
Hold it. You told me
I
something about Chucky Davis, Ray.
Hold
it. Tell it to
me. I said I would run your ass over at Bobby Cole race with that brown Malibu, man. For whatever
then
y'all
what
want to do it for. That's what
and
I
then what happened?
You...
I
hold
told
on,
you,
man.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Okay, so what's the hold up? Lock the fuck in, man.
What you mean? That's the hold up.
I'm going to beat your ass at Bobby Cole race, man.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you will not. And I'm not going
to
lock you in. I tried to do
to
that and you didn't
in,
do it.
My, no,
hey,
you
Zay, lower your,
no, you
lower your voice. I'm on here, boy.
No, you ain't drag. You ain't got the lowest voice.
You didn't try to lock me in because you said you didn't know if you was going or not. So don't tell that damn lie. How you trying to lock me in?
Man.
You didn't know if you was going.
Hold it.
You
let me ask you this.
Hey, Zay. I don't even fuck with you, man. I don't fuck with you, but I ain't going to lie on you. Did he try to lock your green guy in?
No.
No, I didn't.
You coward.
No, I didn't.
He said he looked at every ball block in Illinois except for that one. That's what he said. He got
there
to have
go.
A kind of break
so
today.
So, motherfucker, don't
time.
Get on this motherfucking show talking about you trying to lock Zay in, motherfucker. You ain't trying to lock his green guy in, motherfucker.
Not trying
and
to
I'm
lock
going to beat Zay in. Hell no,
Zay.
He ain't trying to lock Zay. You in. That motherfucker talking about
you.
Did
I try to run you on the
23rd,
the day before I was running Ontario? Did I try to lock you in on the 23rd? Did I try to lock
not
you in?
Not the green card, motherfucker. Not the green card, motherfucker.
But did I? And you said no. You said no.
Raylo.
Now tell a lie like you didn't.
Raylo.
Yeah.
I tried to run you at Bobby Cole race, man. Before then, you declined, man. You trying to wait all the way till some next month, man. I'm trying to run this month in a couple weeks, man.
Man, you ain't trying to race, man. You trying to race and I'm trying
right.
to race. We just
right.
ain't agreeing, man.
You right.
We both trying to race. We both
so
locked in with people,
Bobby,
so we both
so
trying to race.
You're not coming to Bobby Cole race now, right?
No, I'm not coming to Bobby Cole race.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
you
coming
know,
to
I'm
Bobby
trying
Cole
to get you at. You ain't going to be there. That's crazy.
See, that's what you want to do. I understand what you're trying to do. I understand. See, I can race anywhere. You can't. I can race anywhere. You got to wait till Bobby Cole race. You can't.
No, I
that's
don't.
What the
that's
problem
why
is.
I'm racing
at. I don't have to
that's
race
why
in no
I'm
event.
At.
I don't have to race
that's
in no
why
event.
I'm
I can front
at.
You off, too.
You said
you go to Martin when ain't no event.
You said I gave you a day for that. You said you couldn't make it.
Hold
but anyway.
Hold. You're trying to race on the event. Do you want to race at Martin on a neutral date? Do you want to run at Martin on a neutral date? I don't have to come to no
you
event.
Wanted,
you the one
told,
trying to
I
run to an
what,
event.
I told you. I told
it's your
you.
Front.
I to
you want somebody
to
follow you
I
to an event.
To
you want to go to an event. I don't have to go to an event.
I
can race with any of them. Events,
no
events, it don't make you no
ran,
difference.
Hey, ho, I don't remember.
I bet you ain't
going to
race the green car, you coward, motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
I bet you ain't going to race the green car, motherfucker.
Man, he don't want none of that.
Well, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see if you want to race. When all these events over with, then you want to go, do you want to go to a neutral track where ain't nothing happening at? Ain't nothing happening. But a prep track and me and you. That's how I like to get out. I don't try to wait for no event.
So,
wait for an event
what,
for
what?
That's your problem.
What is it going to take to get you to Bobby Cole race? Right
what do you keep hollering Bobby Cole race? Why do you keep hollering that?
I'm asking you a question.
Why do you
what
keep hollering that?
To get you there? What is it going to take to get
nothing.
You there?
What am I going to wait there to try to run you for and I can run you here?
We stay right by each other. What are we going away there for?
Because the tracks ain't open here yet and it's still cold.
Where they going to open? They going to open. Man, I ain't going to be still running. As long as you burn you up down, man, I ain't going to still be running.
I want to go somewhere where it's running.
Yeah.
If I burn it down, I'll fix it and burn you down.
Well, fix it. Fix it and get back up there. Because I'm not going to be burning
down.
Now
I'll fix it and beat the
I'm not going to be burning down.
Right, because you ain't going to fucking go with that weak ass shit you got.
Do you want to go to neutral truth?
You ain't going to go with that weak ass shit.
I bet I front you off. You're going to keep on talking about an event. Because the show is going to get warm.
You got
run
your Indy, Marty,
any of them tracks.
You got the back.
Why you keep talking about Bobby Cole race, 900 miles away? I want to get some ass here. What am I going to drive 900 miles for?
Man.
What am I going to drive 900 miles for? 600 miles for what? When I can run you here.
Or give me some.
It ain't got to be at 41. It ain't got to be at 41. I told you I'd run you at Martin. And I'm going to front you off in the next month or so. I'm going to run you at Martin anytime you ready. On your sticky Tuesday, whatever it is. Whatever they called it up there. I'll run you at Martin. When all this shit over with, I'm going to see if you want to race. I'm going to call you because I got your number. I got your number.
You
didn't
want
to give it to me.
Time,
I'm going to call you and hunt you down.
You said that
with that gold boot. With that gold, I'm going to let you spread, and I'm going to run on the motor.
Why you want to run my green car, though?
I'll take the back tire and the brake from that green car. I'll take the back tire and the brake from it. Good God Almighty, you heard that. Man,
you run
good God Almighty, all you want to.
You want the car and the brake from me?
Yes, I do.
Good Lord.
Yes. Yes. I got a motor car. Terrio, tell him he's spraying and give me a car and a brake. He's spraying.
You was just always talking shit about can't no nitrous small block car in Chicago fuck with you. That's why you locked all these people in.
Well, I'm not locking your green car in. You can't make me run it. Like, I can't make you run it.
Why the fuck did you bring him up for then? Why did you bring him up for then? Tell me that green car bad.
Why did you bring him up then? Why the fuck did you come out here like a clown-ass dude? Come on. You tell me the truth. I'm not this. I tried to knock his day. Motherfucker, you ain't tried to knock his day. Motherfucker, day. I'm going to run day.
I'm going to be around. I'm going to be around and like the
rest. That your motherfucking coward ass. That your coward ass.
You didn't know that.
I can tell I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm on the motor.
Yeah.
Get some on the motor.
Yeah, okay.
I dare you to get some on the motor. Yeah, you wish.
Motherfucker, you gonna get on this goddamn show, son. Kissing his ass, talking about I tried to run Zay. I didn't know he had a gold fool. Only thing I know he got is the Camaro, motherfucker. And you begging, you prick, motherfucker. I'm gonna beat the shit out of your ass, man. Don't get on this motherfucking show trying to high side. But tell the truth, bro. Tell the truth,
motherfucker. I'm going to whoop you about 7-8 cars. Then you really going to shut up.
Bet on
I'm going to whoop you about 7-8 cars.
Bet on the gap then, motherfucker. Tell what you preach, motherfucker.
You the one behind all that gap.
You spraying,
bet on the gap.
Hey, motherfucker. Bet on the gap, motherfucker. Hell yeah, I want to bet on the gap.
You bet on it.
Practice what you preach,
praying.
Motherfucker.
You what you going to do
now,
with your
shoulder. Hold it. You the one that just said... I said I'm going to beat your ass. You said you're going to beat me by 7 or 8 cars.
I did say that, but I'm not betting on the gap. But I can say what I want to say.
Okay, then. Well, you coward,
I can say what I
want to
say.
You ain't nothing, man. Hey, man. Come out
of fantasy,
man,
motherfucker.
Come out of fantasy, Raylo. You looking bad, man. Get up, Raylo. Raylo, grab Rob, man. Call your teammate.
Boy, you can't put me no kind of wave in that category with Rob. I come out and let motherfuckers spray nitrous at me.
Oh, man, please. He did the same shit.
I don't do no shit like that.
He did do the same shit, motherfucker.
Well, he did that in Michigan.
Follow
he did that in Michigan, but he won't do it no more. He won't do it no more, but I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
Trust me, after I beat your ass Sunday, you ain't going to do it no more, motherfucker. You ain't going to be able to be found. Going to get on this phone. Man, tell him about our track and run today. Tried to tell him I tried to run safe. Motherfucker, if you gonna call the motherfucker out, call him out, motherfucker. Motherfucker, Zay.
I'm gonna run the shit out of Zay.
You the one called his name.
Hey, the fuck up.
You the one called his name.
You the one that said no. You the one that told me that
Superman wasn't trying to run you.
You the one that said that they wasn't trying to run you.
Well, hold on. One thing you know, Zay.
One thing you do know. You had said
one thing you do know.
All right, that they was talking about running
one
you.
One thing you do know.
And then I put them on the phone.
You know I get
you
it to you.
You acting like a merch mouse, motherfucker.
You know I give you that race, don't you?
I ain't running that race.
That's one thing you do know.
Nah, man, you just talking,
God
man.
Almighty.
You just high-siding the
front. One thing you do know.
You just high-siding the front.
Come back on mute, man.
Your ass look back. Hell yeah, it's capping on this motherfucking phone. Fate, wanna be grudge, race a motherfucker. Your time to game is on, man. Get your ass off the goddamn phone and race your goddamn Camaro. Go back to the bracket, motherfucker. You don't belong up over here. Gonna talk about I run day and then gonna talk about I want a car on the bus today. You coward motherfucker, get your ass off this goddamn phone. Wait on me Sunday, motherfucker. After three love fuck you, I won't fuck you, motherfucker. Okay, Rob, come out, Rob.
You get your spray on. You get your spray on. Turn it on.
You know
turn
I got it
on. You can turn it on now.
Did you know I got it on?
I'm going to tease you about it. Turn it on now.
Yeah.
Care about your spray.
Okay.
Turn it on.
I did you care?
I want you to turn it on.
Motherfucker. Yeah, okay. Okay. Hey, man, you sounding real bad right about now, man. This ain't fine.
You hear nobody talk like that, how you? Turn it on.
This ain't fine. How? How you talking? You ain't talking.
Turn it on.
You ain't saying shit. You looking bad, man. You looking real bad, man. You should have stayed your punk ass in the bushes, man. You should have stayed your motherfucking ass in the bushes, man. Fuck you come out the bushes for. Motherfucker got on the motherfucker tutu coming out the goddamn bushes, motherfucker. Put on some pants, man. Take that shirt off, motherfucker.
Shit. What's got you puzzled is I'm letting you free. That's what's got you puzzled.
No, it ain't.
That's what's got you fucked up.
Time with them. Yeah, okay.
Got you fucked up.
Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Ray. Okay, Mr. Ray. Sam, you may gladly go back on with your show, because Raylo looking sicker than a motherfucker.
Get your head spinning.
Go back in the bushes, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. Get your head spinning, because I'm letting you free.
Okay.
Oh, man, oh, man. Unbelievable. That's all I say. Brother Lee. I know you on this mic. I know you've been giving
this is
brother.
Pure entertainment.
Yes, please. Oh, man. Brother Lee, where you at? Oh, man. Y'all are funny, man. Jeremiah, your mic is open. Oh, man. Unreal.
I follow Jeremiah.
All right, baby. What up, Sam? I just clicked off, man. I heard Zay holding off whoever that was he was talking to. I heard him holding that bait.
Just Ray Low, man. That's all.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I heard him holding him off at bay, man. So, I ain't gonna lie. I just, you know, as much as I love Raylo, I like three loves over Raylo. So anybody that wanna take that bet, let me know. I'm open.
Hey, GMI. It's gonna be plenty of people for 59 Union out there. You ain't gonna be able to bring enough.
I tell you that right now.
You can get faded. They gonna be there. Yeah. They're going to be putting up that bread, too, so you ain't got no problem. You ain't got to say nothing. Plenty of them.
I definitely want to get in on that. Let me know.
No, I ain't got to let you know. You're going to see them. You're going to see a lot of new faces. And they're going to be betting that money on me. Yeah. You see a lot of new
y'all,
faces.
Like I say, y'all, you let me know, because everybody say what they going to do until that moment comes, and they get cold feet. So.
Did you hear what I just said? You're going to see a whole lot of new faces, but they've been going to track way
everybody
before you
gamble.
Was born.
Everybody
that's what
they're going to
be doing. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
People that was going to track me before I was born.
Hey,
Zaybo,
when it's time to gamble, boy, It's like niggas walk outside in 10-degree weather. They dick shrivel up, man.
Stop playing. Oh, happy.
You quit laughing, man. Stop. They talking about
it.
Oh, happy.
Hey, Jeremiah.
All I got to do is say 59 Union. That's all I got to do. They don't come to good races and all that, but they don't get this.
Man,
a lot of people
don't
come outside
with $10 a piece, man. Tell them don't come outside with $10 a piece, man.
It'll be all over.
They want
in the morning.
$10 a piece, man.
Yo,
a whole lot of capital in this motherfucker.
I'm coming to gamble, man. Y'all know me.
Well, I'm locked in. When you get through talking, I'm locked in. So, I'm locked in.
I'm glad you locked in. I told you before I even started this, Raylo, I love you. I just like three lugs over the situation. What's up, man? I love you. I just like three lugs in that situation, man. That's all I'm saying.
How much you want to bet?
Think three lugs.
How much you want to bet since you jumping on it? How much you want to bet?
Bet 200. Bet 200.
Bet. Me and you. That's Raylo
and Jeremiah.
That's it.
Like that's,
you ain't got to say nothing. Bet.
Sham,
you
ain't
bet.
That's it.
So,
all right.
I heard him. There you go.
All right.
So,
I heard him. I don't want no selective amnesia coming up once that asshole gets towed out.
Wow, man.
I don't want to hear nothing about no dementia, no Alzheimer's, or nothing else.
Did you only say bet, man? Bet. That's all I said. What else I got to say something about?
Hey,
I ain't going to say nothing about
you.
I'm not going to say nothing about no amnesia with you.
Hey, y'all racing at 41?
Yeah,
just for
2 seconds. Yeah, racing at 41. Now you got amnesia. You know we racing at.
I don't know where y'all racing at. I don't care.
Yes, you do, man. Yes, you must got amnesia.
Now, why would I ask you? I don't know if y'all going to 41 or you going out there to Bobby Cole race. I'm just asking, man.
Wait, y'all. You're turning miles for to do that, and both of us stay right around the corner from each other.
Okay. Because I want to write it down. Listen, man, I want to write it down.
You got to write that down, man. Right, write down.
Hey, I got, is my friend Zay still on there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Zay, what you want to do with that old booth with my automobile? I got the nuts, y'all. What you going to give me?
I ain't going to give you nothing but a hard time with that green car.
What you going to give me? I got a green car, too, Zay. I got a green Camaro. I'm going to give you whatever you give my automobile, I'm going to give you the same thing with my Camaro.
I never seen your car, sir. You seen my green car.
You seen it? I sent you a picture of it. It's 76 miles.
Hey, Drag, don't do that. Don't do that,
Drag. But I'm just saying. You talking crazy. I got a small block generic with no nitrous on it, and I got a car with no nitrous on it.
What you want, Drag?
What I want? Which car?
From my Camaro.
We're going 8 miles, 4 miles.
8 miles.
I'm going to take a kind of break from you.
Damn, that's everybody.
I'm going to get close to you. I ain't going to be too far in front of you.
I don't mind. No, I can't give you. That's a lot of real estate to make up in 8 miles.
I tell you what, we're going to add another cop to it, and we can go to quarter mile.
Nah. Can't go that far.
Well, if you ever decide to pull that notches off, I'm going to give you a kind of break.
Right here?
That ain't never.
I'm going to leave it alone. You the last person I know that'll try to race. I'll just try
where
to
y'all
see.
Park at?
This ain't personal. This is
should I hold you park right there?
Talking about that white car, right? Where am I? We
talking about the little blue and white car I got. Yeah.
The one that was at 41?
Yeah.
No. You might work out the back tire so I'm gonna head up cliff, huh?
What I'm gonna do with it once I get it?
No. Run for your life.
Yeah, well, I may well just pay you and say that win. One more run.
No, I can't do that one, bro.
I'm going to just quit. I'm
like,
done, y'all.
I'll try to cut out
for something, right? You try to cut out. I ain't taking no breaks from no doggone car like that, man. It got all that nitrous on top of it.
There ain't no lot of nitrous. One system on that, bro.
Okay, well, got nitrous on again. I ain't even trying to expose nobody. It got nitrous on it.
Yeah.
And I go to Martin Michigan to the race that you want to go to.
We'll try you with that goat with the little all steel all glass G body you got.
Which one, the goat?
Yeah.
What you gonna give me?
Lane choice.
Lane choice.
Mhm.
Well, this is what I do know. And I don't know a lot about what you got. But I do know you got at least as good a small block as mine, if not better. I know that. This is what
not
I'm going to do for y'all.
Bench small block, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever it is, it's a small block Chevy. It's better than the Oldsmobile. Take the nitrous off. I'm going to let y'all up with that son. Take it off.
Mm-mm.
Let that. I'm going
nice,
to let that boost.
It's a nitrous charge, right? Ain't even going to the tire.
Mine's a nitrous car too. I just couldn't afford no nitrous.
I know, but you've been campaigning it to run on motor, so you probably just changed the cam.
I ain't been in. You know I'm old, and I get a check every month, and I ain't been able to put up enough money to get a fogger. I mean, I can't afford a fogger.
Hey, so you put some high compression pistons in there in the motor cam, and now you're running on motor.
You think it's an all motor car? Then what? If I put nitrous on, what you gonna do for me?
You run your head up.
I run that boo head up with nitrous on at Chucky Davis race. I run that boo head up spray.
You too loud. We all still on glass, right?
I'm all steel and no glass. I only got a glass hood.
It's
my car's all steel. Got the independent wells in and everything. Huh?
I'll run you with my car.
Do you want me to, no, I'm going to need,
I'll run you with my green car. I'll run you with the green car, Brian Davis, right? With my car.
You know what? I'm just thinking about it. I don't need no kind of break from you, spray to spray. I'm going to put a plate on there. I'm going to take the break from you. I'm going to take the break from you.
Nah, I'm
running
your head up. I'm right here.
Why I gotta
give you something? I'm stocking suspension.
Because you said that I got a motor car and you got a nitrous car. So I'm
right.
Gonna put nitrous
Brian
on
Davis,
my motor car.
Ain't no telling what you gonna have in there by Brian Davis.
Oh
right?
Boy, you can show change some stuff up real fast. A little bit ago you said
right.
I had all motor car.
You could change a lot overnight. You could change the program overnight, shit.
All I gotta do is change cars. I got a selection of cars over here. I'll just get another one.
I understand. But if you put nitrous on that white car, I'm gonna run your head up.
I'm not gonna run your head up. I'm gonna take the break
for a lot of money, whatever you want to do.
The money ain't gonna never be a problem because I ain't betting more than
$2,000.
I got a lot of followers.
I understand.
You can get a bet for whatever y'all desire.
That's right. So just put you some nitrous on there, be all you can be, and we're going to run head up.
I tell you what, though, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put some nitrous. I'm going to finish my boo up. It ain't done. I've been saying that for almost a year. I'm going to finish my boo up, and I'm going to run you spray to spray for whatever you come up with.
I don't know. I ain't going to say all that. I ain't even saying that damn cop.
Yeah, you did. You seen it. I sent you pictures of it last year. We were talking about recently.
I'm saying recently, though.
Well, ain't nothing to see. Just know it's my car. It's going to be ready when I come.
I know. We'll see. Just let me know when you get it finished. I might be feeling pretty
good. Do y'all
good
got a motor car y'all got somewhere over there?
Not
that just run without
Not
nothing?
Nobody. Not nobody.
You know, Mike, my man, we started this stuff a lot together, but I'm gonna take the break
yes,
from y'all with that dog. Don't let you spread.
No, sir. No, sir. That's a generic. That should be head up back.
No, Chrysler's one of the big three, bro. That ain't no generic. Chrysler, Ford,
man,
and Chevy is the big three, so you can't say that.
I'm saying it's a generic nowadays. Don't nobody race dog.
No, it ain't.
No, I got a Dodge. I race.
I'm saying with Dodge Motors and Dodge Drag.
I got a Dodge Motor in mine, small block mopar.
Yeah, but you a Dodge guy, though. I'm saying it's not popular.
Oh,
right?
Good night, man. Good night. Have a good night, bro. I'm done.
All right.
You wait.
Let me know when you get that white town nitrous so I can give you what you're looking for.
Drag, all he said was he had respect for you. That's all I heard in the situation. He respected you.
Okay, well, I'm okay with that, y'all. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Hey, that's all I heard in the young lad's voice. All he said was drag. I got respect.
Yes, sir.
Anything you touch, I ain't gonna be no fool. Now me and my money ain't angry.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to raise. I ain't trying to outbet nobody.
We got
none of that.
What you say, Zay? About me and my money friends?
Hey,
we ain't mad at each other.
Man, listen. You hear me?
Hey.
You hear me?
No,
no.
Break your boy.
Yeah, the breaker break your back. Mm-hmm.
Where Vaughn at? I'm gonna see what Vaughn got ready for this year.
Now Vaughn is a different ball game, you know. Vaughn and his money sometimes be into it, so you never know. they like the moles in the BDs. You never know. Holy shit!
I've been trying to run him for a year. We ain't been able to get it on yet.
Yeah. Man, look. You know who I'm trying to run? I'm trying to run the slowest nigga in Chicago. Sam, where you at? Come on, I'm tired of this. Let's go.
God almighty.
You so right, Jeremiah.
God almighty.
I got to put a gun on
the slowest man.
Get out there and poop and pop. Now, if you
man,
clean,
I'm
going to take the lockup, okay?
You, man, look at him.
Now, you come out there clean, I'm going to pay
you away.
Oh, man. Boy, you let me hear you go walk out of this town clean. I'm going to pay you, dog. You got my word. I'm going to pay you. Pay you like a slot machine. Yay.
Pure.
Yeah, tidy boat, that's another nigga. I'm going to knock his fucking dick in the mud as soon as I catch that tidy boat. I wish his punk ass was on the phone. Man, I'll do that
come
nigga
on,
in.
Jeremiah. We having to see
nigga
his
gonna call.
Man, come on, man.
Hey, going to call. Hey, what'd he say? He said something slick on Facebook. What was that say? I can't remember. He said something slick about who he was going to do something to.
He posts something. I'll be forgetting right about it, man. You can't even.
I'm gonna beat the pink out of his black, man. Whoop his ass.
Yeah, God. Sam, you going to Bobby Cole, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to. I'm still trying.
That's shaping up to be very, very big.
Yeah,
cars y'all taking out there. Good God Almighty, Camaros and Malibus and you motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, we going up.
Uh oh, hey Drag, where Drag go? Hey Drag, you still there? Drag, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sam, I had you on mute. I didn't even notice it.
Okay, hold on. Here's somebody want to talk to you.
All right.
Come on with it. Come on with it, Vaughn.
Drag, who you looking for, man?
You?
Man, you better stay out the way, senior citizen, man.
Hey, what you want to do with that small block car you got?
Which one?
That Monte Carlo.
What car you trying to run it with? Your Oldsmobile?
With the Oldsmobile.
What'd you say we had to break?
Nah, you said I had to break and never gave it to me.
Man, I ain't say you had to break.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't, Drag. You want some smoke, you're going to have to run the head up. Now, matter of fact,
which one?
Yak said he want to. You talking about Yak car?
Yeah.
Man, Yak said he wants a break from you or something.
Man, y'all got to be crazy, man. Y'all want me to give a small block with nitrous on the break with an Oldsmobile with no nitrous.
Man, we don't know what's on there. I don't think he.
Y'all done gave y'all give here. Up a lot of respect, man.
Man, I ain't got no respect for you. Line your ass up on the side of the grandson and see what I do to you.
I'm gonna take the break from that buzzer. Now lock that in. Bring your tuna. Bring your tuna with you.
I'm gonna bring them. You got to come.
Okay, well, lock that in. I'm gonna
take the break. I wouldn't see it no other way. Goddamn it.
Lock it in.
Don't put your plate on that motherfucker like you just told
him. I'm gonna tell you like I just told him. I got a variety of cars, bro. I don't got to put no plate on unless that's just something I want to do. I'll just switch cars.
Okay.
Now you got to break with your Monte Carlo with my Camaro. You got to break with your Camaro. I mean with your Monte Carlo from my Camaro, and my Camaro don't got no nitrous on it. You got to break to the 8.
What Camaro?
I got a 70 Camaro.
Man, I don't know what car you're talking about, drag a fucking Pro Stock.
It's my race car. That's what it is. Yours is a Pro Stock.
I'm straight, drag. Now you want to talk about respect. God damn.
No. The respect comes in when you give it. You want me to run a doggone car that's strictly set up for nitrous, all cut up, head up with my Oldsmobile with no nitrous. But I bring type of car, a cut up car like you got. You want to make it be a problem.
Now all these cars cut up, man. I ain't trying to hear that.
Mine ain't cut up. My Oldsmobile is all there. Stock steering, turn signals, all that.
It's cut up too.
Stock floors in it. Stock inner fender wells under the hood. Everything. My car's all there. All glass windows roll up and down. Hatch on the back, steel mounted like it's come from the factory.
I got all that shit in gunplay, too.
Okay, well, let's... I'll run gunplay. Make it right.
Man, what's right?
I'll take 200 breaks from you. I'm going to be on the motor.
Hey, man, listen. See, that was your problem. I'm not trying to chase you. Go buy some nitrous with your rich ass, man.
You got
25 nitrous.
Now you're trying to get me locked up, man. Now you're trying
you
to get me locked up. You
got 25 nice kids, man. You got 25 nice kids, man.
I got a assortment of cars. I'm just going to switch cars. I got arthritis. I can't work on them like that no more.
Hey, Drag. Scott, switch cars. I might switch one on you too, shit.
I wouldn't give a darn what you switch and get in. I don't care what you go get, boy. I will break your back, okay? You just go get it and get in. Like I'm going to do. I'm going to get in mine.
You might switch.
I will switch cars. Go ahead. Well, lock me in and go find your car and you get in. That's what you do.
I ain't trying to race. Hey, what car you trying to run me with? I ain't heard you say
with
nothing
my
about
Camaro.
That Malibu to me. What if what's up with Malibu?
My boo ain't ready yet. You just heard me tell Zay it's not ready,
go
but I'll
get
it ready.
You
and
need
run
to
run some.
Go get it ready. I'm running you a car play with it. You need something? I'll lend you something. You need something? Get it ready.
No, I don't. No. I appreciate all the help. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock you in right now, $1,000 on whatever, and I'll have my boo ready for Brian Davis, Grace, and I'll run gunplay head up.
Nah. Get it ready, Dragon. Lock me in, man.
Okay, well, that's why it ain't ready, because you wouldn't lock me in last year. That's why it ain't ready. I got other stuff to do.
I'm not about to give you no 15 months to go put no car together to run me.
Well, you just told me to get it ready. What else would I be doing as far as getting it ready? You said get it ready. That'll be putting it together.
I want to see that motherfucker.
Take your hand off your mouth. We can't hear you.
Man, I'll be the one, man. Bring that motherfucker out the garage, man. How you going to wait for me within the garage?
Hey, I'm going to run you with what I got running right now. What you get an Oldsmobile? Listen to me. I know what to do. I know what to do. And I know I got a small block. You got a big block in gunplay. Get the nitrous off gunplay. I'm going to beat you to death with it. I'm going to take that small block Oldsmobile and beat that big block to death. Take the nitrous off.
You know what you got
to
do?
Set it up.
The first thing
change
you got to do is
change the gear. Do all the stuff you got to do to make it run on the motor. Do
all
that.
On the motor. That motor
okay, well, get out.
Motor.
I'm going to run your head up. I'm going to run your head up.
Yeah. Man, listen, man. Why can't you go, listen, first way you messed up is you need to talk to me like you was talking to them. You said you was going to go get some nitrous, right? Go get some nitrous.
I just told you this. Hey, with nitrous on my car, won't be fast enough to run no big block. No big block car. That's all I'm going to say that to you. Okay, they cars are small block. Your car's a big block. Let the Oldsmobile get up out of there. I'm going to put a plate system on it and run your head up 1,000 on whatever. Okay? Wherever you want to run. If you want to run at 41, I'll send the car over there. I'm not coming. I will send my car to run you to, at 41. Give my Oldsmobile a break. With gunplay.
I'm not. You got to be there when I run you. I got to see your face.
Well,
when shit
I can't. They barred me out of 41. I can't come there. They barred me
no,
out.
No, we go to somewhere else, Drag. I got
well,
to see
go
your
to,
face.
We can go to Martin, Michigan. We can go to Martin, Michigan. Or Cordova. Or Bayou.
I got to see your face. So you could be
okay,
looking
well,
like.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Hey, Drag. So you could be looking like you was looking with, when Game Over lost to Shorty, when all us looking sick, your ass sick as hell with us. We was looking
hey,
sick than a motherfucker.
I lost what I could afford to lose when the Game Over lost. So that wasn't that much.
I want you, but I want you to have that same face.
I'm going to have you looking
face.
Like Raylo had
you
looking
face.
When you thought you had in the second race. When Raylo whipped me that second time, boy, we could have bought you for 25 cents.
Yeah, I was looking crazy
to track.
Too.
I had to follow you around
ass.
The track for 2 hours to get my money from you.
And then you came and reinforced me, man. Don't do that no more, man.
Hey, man, I got that first 200 from you. You paid off. You was a little slow about paying off. When Raylo whooped you again, that second 200, man, don't you know I'm 300 pounds, man? I can't do all that walking steady looking for you for that 200 food. I was out of breath when I found you.
Lord,
I
have mercy.
Hey, that's how you going to be looking when I whoop you with this Oldsmobile.
We're going to do something, Drag. I'm going to catch you out there.
Yeah, no, you don't catch me at 41.
I'll be at all the tracks, man. I raced at get them in 7 different states last year. So I ain't what
okay.
41 got to do with it.
That's the only track I ain't going that track. I ain't going to grow. No two
oh,
tracks
okay.
I ain't going
I ain't no
anywhere else. I'm gonna race.
Hey man, I'm going where you gonna be at. I ain't no local joke. I'm going with
I'm gonna be at Cordova or Martin, Michigan or Byron. I'm gonna be at one of them.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna be at Martin, Michigan. And I can definitely yeah, go to Cordova.
I'll go to Brian Davis race with a lock-in.
I'll go there, too, with a lock-in with a car I just seen. I don't know what car you're talking about. I can't be racing no ghost cars.
All right. Well, I was just going to bring a big block like you got.
Holler at me the week before the race, Drag. Let me see the car.
I ain't going to be ready if they don't lock me in. I'm going to get it ready as I can. I'm moving slow around here, so I can't get it ready all that fast. But lock in and make me go ahead on and commit.
Go ahead. I'm going to lock you in. Get it ready. Give me the break with gunplay. I'm going to lock you in for Brian Davis race.
With my Camaro?
Nah, with your fucking boot.
My boot?
What's up? Yeah.
I can't get you nothing with the boot. I'm gonna run your head
you
up.
You got enough time to do whatever you need to do to that motherfucker. You got 17 carburetors on. Give me the break
nah,
with that boot.
I'm gonna give you the break with that Camaro. To the eight.
Man, you should be ashamed of yourself threatening me with that car.
What car?
That Camaro.
I ain't doing no more to you than y'all do to me with my Oldsmobile.
Man, you got that Oldsmobile out there like you want smoke.
I do.
Put that little shit up if you don't want no smoke.
I run Yak head up. Y'all offered me the break. I'm going to turn around and run y'all head up.
I guarantee if Yak on this line right now, he'll tell you, you told Yak he had a spot. That's why he won't run you. I tried to run you head up.
I ain't never told him he had no spot unless he took the matches off.
I guarantee you if Yak get on this phone right now, he'll tell you you told him he had a spot. That's the only reason why I ain't ran you with that car. I tried to go over there and get the money from them. I said, man, we finna run Drag head up with your car. He said, man, Drag said he was giving me a spot. Fuck them. All right, that's what it is, then.
Yak,
you ain't giving us a spot,
Yak,
you offered.
Yak been drinking that day he told you that. Because I ain't never told him. He was drinking.
So, man.
Y'all got a small block with nitrous on it, man. Small block with nitrous. I got a Oldsmobile small block with no nitrous.
You got a motor car, right? That's why you ain't got no nitrous on.
That's what you and Zay say. I told you I can't afford no nitrous.
You could afford it. What you need? I drop the kid off the street. You raise you to 5,000.
No, because the Joker don't pay you on time. You're going to want to whoop him.
Nah, we going to put that in the race. The kid, I get a kid for a deal. What you need? A plate? I'm going to get you a brand new kid.
Cash.
You can 5,000.
I need some cash.
No, I'm telling you what I would do to you. Go put snatches on there. Okay, what
give
you
me some,
car? Go put some.
Let me. Okay, they told me it's gonna cost like $4,500 to put the nitrous on it. Give me the $4,500.
Man, get your ass.
I have it on for Bobby Colbert. Give me that $4,500.
I know you were here.
Man, that Oldsmobile gets some tall respect in this town. Tall respect. Hey, I got one more for you, Von, and if you don't try this, I'm going to leave you alone. That old Nova, that 66 Nova y'all got, that red one with that big block in it, I better not catch you nowhere at the track with that thing.
You going to let us move with that thing too, Dre?
Run your head up, that big block. Run over
you,
big block, head up, motor to motor.
I'm just gonna have to catch you at 131. Go ahead, tell you what's going on.
All right, well, I'm gonna leave y'all youngsters alone.